Previously, down Gilead Lane.
The paperwork has all come through.
John, do you mean that...
Hope, we have a court date. You are going to officially become a Morrison.
Don't you get tired of it, Dad? Being a Richter?
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's just it seems so hard to always do what's right for the Richters and always act just the right way and...
Yeah, it can be tough. I've had those feelings too, Tiffany, trust me. I know it's not easy being a Richter.
So what's it all for? What does it mean?
Monica Richter, you're under arrest for 5 separate counts of bribery of public officials. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
What?
Monica.
Hold on. Don't move as quickly without coffee in the morning. Talking to no one. Hello. Yeah. Tom? Well, are you all right?
Who is it, John?
It's Tom. Well, just slow down. All right, slow down. What? She got arrested? Okay, give me 20 minutes, huh? I'll meet you at the courthouse. Tom, it's going to be fine.
What's going on?
It's Monica. Tom said that the police just arrested her.
Your cell phone, Dad. It's over on the table. Thanks, son.
And take your charger. You might need it later.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thanks, Maya.
Is Mom gonna be all right?
I'm gonna do everything I can to make sure that she's okay.
What's everyone up so early for? Dad, are you going somewhere?
I'm going to check on your mother, Tiffany.
Mom? What's wrong with Mom?
Mom, she got arrested this morning, Tiffany.
What? No. Wait, that's not funny, Caleb.
He's not joking, Tiffany. That's where Dad's going right now.
What are we going to do? This is horrible!
I think we should pray.
I agree.
I'm going to have to pray in the car. I've got to get to the courthouse right now.
Sure, Dad. We understand.
Listen, no one talks to the press. No one. Don't answer the phone unless it's me. I'll call your cells. I took the home line off the hook when all the calls started. And stay here. I need to know that you're all here while I work this out. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes, Daddy.
Yes.
Good. I'll call you later, as soon as I have news. Okay. Let's pray.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I agree.
You do?
Well, sure. Mom's just been arrested. You should totally pray that God, gets her out right now and just fixes it.
Well, it doesn't really work that way, Tiffany.
Okay, well, however you need to say it, God language or whatever.
It's not like that, Tiffany. It's really...
Come on, let's just do it. The faster we get it done, the quicker this whole mess will be over.
Okay. Dear God, we're all a little upset and confused right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's been arrested, and we really don't know why or what's happening, but we know that you have it in your hands, and you're taking care of us.
Yep.
No matter what happens, we trust you. We pray that you will be with Mom.
Someone get my attorney!
I called your attorney, Mrs. Richter. He said he wasn't your attorney anymore. Would you like some coffee?
No, I don't want any coffee. I want out of here.
Can't help you with that.
How about my husband? Has anyone heard from my husband?
I don't know. Have you heard from Mr. Richter?
Yeah, he called here a while ago. Says he'll be here later this morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that figures. What good that's going to do, I have no idea.
Are you sure you don't want some coffee, Mrs. Richter?
I do not want coffee. I want to go home.
Oh, we really need you to calm down, Mrs. Richter.
The other prisoners are going to complain.
What other prisoners? I am not a prisoner!
I'm afraid, Mrs. Richter, that you are.
Tom!
Yes, John!
Yes?
No answers right now, guys. No comments. No statements. Just let me talk to my friend about what we can do to help my wife. Please, guys, give me just a few minutes.
Folks, if you could just let us have some time.
Can we get to the door?
Thank you very, very much. Oh, boy. Hey, Phil.
Hi, Mayor Morrison. Nice to see you.
We're just going to sit over here in this lobby, all right, Phil?
Anything you need, Mayor Morrison.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, Tom, come on. Take a seat, all right?
I need to figure this out, John. I have no idea what to do here. Monica is in jail.
Right, right. What are the charges?
5 counts of bribery of a public official.
5 counts? Now, Tom, how can this be? They must have solid evidence if they went so far as to arrest her. Do you know what it could be?
I know it's been in the news, but I don't know more than that. I can't leave her there. I need
I know,
to be able to...
I know, Tom. We need to figure some things out. But first, we need to pray.
I've been praying all the way here. And since it happened this morning, I haven't stopped.
Good, good. The Bible says, where two or more are gathered in his name, he's here.
That's such a relief to remember. Thank you, John.
All right. So let's pray together now, Tom.
Well, it's not that I don't want to, but I feel like I should be doing so much more.
I know. But is there really anything better that you could be doing right now, Tom?
No. You're right, John. Let's pray.
Good.
Coloring Connection. Yes, I know that Monica Richter has been arrested, and no, I have no more information than that. I will call you back when I learn more. That's all I have right now. Thanks. Oh, I'm letting the phone go to voicemail. I need to figure this out. Okay, we've got the records for Monica's monetary transactions, and they match the money that went into each council member's account. That matches, and it figures into what they think she did. But something here doesn't make sense. What did Monica have to gain? And where's the source of the money?
Tiffany, would you stop pacing? It's annoying.
Annoying? You think I'm annoying? What kind of prayer was that?
What?
I mean, really, Mom's in jail? And you're praying for God's will to be done? Are you insane? I am so out of here.
Dad said not to go anywhere.
Yeah, Tiffany, where do you think you're going?
Somewhere people really care about each other.
Caleb, what's happening? I'm scared.
I know, Maya. Everything's just gone crazy.
Did Tiffany just run away?
I don't know.
Well, what's gonna happen to Mom?
I have no idea. I mean, I know that she's done some things that aren't good. I just didn't realize it was this bad. If she's done anything illegal, she's going to have to pay for that.
But Mom doesn't think that way. Richters don't have consequences.
I know. Dad and I talked about this once, but I think Mom's about to find out differently.
I hate this.
So do I. But, Maya, I think we need to remember to trust God. And remember that we can trust him. I mean, he knows what Mom's done, and he knows what happens next, right?
Yeah, I know. You're right.
And when I become a Morrison, I promise to follow the rules, do my chores, learn how to read.
Do Morrisons have to do chores?
Morrisons always do their chores.
Then I'm in trouble.
That's what I was just thinking.
So, Hope, do you know what you're going to do with your hair yet?
Oh.
No, I've been thinking about it, though. Those bows we got are perfect. But should I put my hair up, or...
Oh, maybe you should curl it. You can have it hanging in curls and have bows on top.
Well, how? Like this?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a bit out of my league.
Yeah,
well, hold on
too.
A minute. What are you wearing?
When?
To my adoption.
I don't know.
Well, you need to look nice, too. You're getting a new sister.
Yeah, okay. Mike?
Don't look at me. I know what I'm wearing, and it's Hope approved.
Really? Although, are you doing your hair?
I haven't found any accessories yet.
You know, this is everything I never thought it would be.
Don't you mean ever?
No, I mean never. I never, ever, ever could have dreamed that life could be this good. It's awesome.
Aww.
Monica, are you all right?
Well, it's about time. That only took you half the day.
And do I look all right?
It hasn't been that long yet, Monica. It's not even lunchtime.
Well, forgive me if I have no idea how time is passing. I suddenly find that I have very little to do and no way to keep track of time.
I'm sorry, Monica. I'm working on this. I really am.
Why don't you work on packing me a bag? I need shampoo and conditioner and toothpaste and my toothbrush. And I
Monica,
also...
they won't let me. I've already spoken with them. I can't bring you anything. They'll supply you with what you need.
What I need is to get out of here. I need Kelly. What's he doing?
Mr. Kelly isn't taking my calls, Monica. You fired him. His assistant said that she's been giving him all of my messages, but he has nothing to say. He says there is no way he can help you. You need a criminal defense attorney. This is out of his league.
So get me one. What are you doing here? You aren't doing me any good here.
I came to tell you I love you.
Fat lot of good that does me. I'm locked up, Tom.
I know, Monica. I came to... Yes? Are you all right? What? Are you serious? I can't do this right now. I'm at the jail. No, you can't. Stay right where you are. I know where she is. I'll go get her. Stay there. Do you understand?
What? Something important pop up?
Yes, actually, I'm going to have to go for a little while, Monica.
What? You're really telling me there's something that's happened that's more important than your wife being in this dismal little hole?
Yes, Monica, it has. That was Caleb.
Caleb. What's wrong with Caleb?
Nothing. He called to tell me that Tiffany's run away.
Oh, Tiffany. Oh, come here, dear.
Oh.
We saw the news this morning. Why, we've been worried sick. Randy's out looking for you.
He is?
Yes. Come inside. We'll call him. Ivan? Tiffany's here.
Oh, Tiffany, it's so good to see you.
You were really worried about me?
Why, of course we were. Why wouldn't we be? Your mother arrested, your father out who knows where.
Oh.
Randy will be here in a few minutes. He's calling the Barnhards. They were out looking for you, too. Tiffany, honey, are you all right?
I don't know how I am. I don't even know what to think.
Well, you're here now, and that's what matters.
Have you spoken to your mother?
No. She was arrested early this morning. I haven't seen her.
That's too bad. So you don't know anything about what the charges were?
I heard on the news that it's 5 counts of bribery or something.
Oh, dear. That's awful. What is your family doing about it?
I don't know. My father left this morning. My brother and sister are at home praying.
Praying? I don't know how much of that will help your mother at this point.
Really?
God helps those who help themselves. Your mother has obviously done some things that are wrong, and, well, let me tell you, God's not going to help her.
You believe that?
I do, but you haven't done anything wrong, Tiffany, and we'd like to help you in any way that we can.
And we love you, dear.
You do?
Of course we do. It's time for you to put all this behind you and move on with your life.
Perhaps that's why some of this happened. To bring you to us, Tiffany. We'll take care of you. Don't you worry about a thing.
As was reported earlier this week, Monica Richter has been arrested on multiple counts of bribery to public officials. We received word today that a court date has been set for Mrs. Richter's arraignment. She'll be arraigned in Crawford County Court this Friday morning. Remember to tune in to Channel 6 at 8 a.m. for our continuing coverage of this breaking news story.
Okay, now pretend you're sick.
Hey, that's good.
Nice.
Hope, are you feeling all right?
Oh, yeah. We're just making another movie.
Where's the camera?
We're just practicing right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I see.
This one has a lot of sick people in it. Oh. We're going to figure out how to make it look like we're actually throwing up. It's going to be so cool. Do you have any lima beans and mushroom soup?
I think so. In the pantry. Are you ready for Friday?
Oh, yeah. I practiced, and I am so ready for it.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Come on, Tim. Let's go make some props.
Okay.
I don't understand, Tom. Tell me again why our daughter is not at home.
Monica, I've been to the Brodsky's house more times than I can count. I keep trying to call her, but she doesn't answer. And the Brodsky's are pretty much in the middle. They're not letting me near her, and they insist that she doesn't want to speak to me.
What on earth have you done to alienate our daughter in such a manner?
Me? You're blaming this on me?
Of course I am. If I were handling this, she'd respond immediately. It must be something you've done.
Monica, right now I'm trying to hold together our family. Be there for Caleb and Maya. Keep the media at bay. Pull together our business and assets. Keep you informed and get our daughter back home. I'm struggling to keep it all together.
Well, if I were handling this, I would...
Monica, you're not.
When I get out of here...
That might not be for a while, Monica.
What?
There will be arraignments and hearings, and court dates and trials. John Morrison and I talked, and it could be a long time before you're out. Monica, you're in jail. This isn't some small snag or something that you can just power through. It's prison.
I'm in jail. Tom, I can't... I'm in jail. Prison. I've been arrested. Tom, I'm in jail. I fired my attorney. I don't know what to do.
I don't know either, Monica, but I'm trying. I'm going to do everything I can to help you.
Tom, what do I do? Tom, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I think I will need your help.
I know, Monica. You need to know that I'm not going anywhere. I'm your husband, and I'm with you through this, no matter what.
Thank you, Tom.
Wow, look at all those people. That's so cool.
What?
They're all here to see me become Hope Morrison, aren't they?
Not exactly.
What?
I think they're here for Mrs. Richter. She's got something going on here at the courthouse today, doesn't she?
An arraignment. Yes, yes. It's going to be a little crazy here today.
Oh, look. There's Mr. Richter.
Yeah, you're right. Come on, let's go, gang. Maybe we can help him out with some of the chaos.
Good thinking, John. Yeah. Okay, out you go.
Give us a statement, Mr. Richter.
Tom?
Have you spoken with her lately?
John, Mary, it's great to see you. I appreciate you coming down.
Mr. Mayor, is she guilty? What is your comment? Mr. Mayor.
No comment, folks, not today, except that we're thrilled to be here to finalize the adoption of our daughter, Hope.
Hope? Your adoption's today?
Yep, I'm going to be a Morrison today.
I'm very happy for you, Hope. I wish I could be there.
Works out for you. I'll pray for you and Mrs. Richter.
Thank you, Hope.
All right, come on, everyone. Let's get inside.
All righty.
Hope.
Hope. Okay.
Good morning. We're here today to consider the petition for the adoption of Hope Turner, in which John and Mary Morrison seek to become the recognized and legal parents of this child. Present in the courtroom today are John and Mary Morrison and Hope Turner. Good morning.
Criminal case 0052497, Crawford County versus Monica Richter.
All right, is Mrs. Richter in the courtroom today?
Yes, Your Honor.
Does the defendant have counsel?
She does now, sir.
What? Who are you?
William Paulson, Your Honor, counsel for the defendant. I've been retained by a friend to help you. Just go with me, all right?
All right.
Is this acceptable to you, Mrs. Richter?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Is the district attorney present?
Yes, Your Honor, I'm here.
Good. Let's proceed.
Adoption bestows important rights and obligations on parents. It provides social, emotional, and legal family kinship for a child. The child gains the security of permanently belonging to a family, signified by a shared identity and a home. The child also becomes part of an extended family with kinship members. It's the shared love, caring, mutual respect, and commitment to each other that ties the members of a family together forever. Now, for social services, are you here today to represent Coleraine Social Services?
Yes.
Has this agency provided social services to this family regarding the adoption now before this court?
Yes, Your Honor.
Has a report been prepared as required by statute? And is the information contained in this report true and accurate to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, Your Honor, on both counts.
Ah, great. Is it your recommendation, then, that granting this petition is in the best interest of this child?
Without a doubt. Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Paulson, have you received the paperwork for the indictment against Mrs. Richter?
Yes, Your Honor.
And have you familiarized yourself with the charges?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you have anything to add?
No, Your Honor.
All right. Mr. Hartman, you may proceed.
Your Honor, we feel that Monica Richter is a significant flight risk. In light of her financial status, it would be easy for her to simply leave Coleraine before a trial, and we recommend $500,000 bail.
Oh, you can't be serious. Where would she go? Your Honor, we respectfully recommend a change of venue. With the high-profile nature of this case, we feel it will be impossible for Mrs. Richter to receive a fair and speedy trial, as per her rights as a U.S. citizen.
I will take both of these recommendations under advisement.
Now that we have received recommendations from both social services and from Hope Turner's court-appointed guardian, let me say this. Family provides a foundation for each of us where we're united and held together by trust and love. It's the place where we feel safe and secure, the place where we feel unconditionally accepted. Hope, are you ready?
Yes, Your Honorness.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Morrison, please respond to the following inquiries together. Do you accept responsibility as parents to provide guidance, support, respect, encouragement, trust, and understanding for Hope Turner?
Yes, Your Honor.
Will you provide the food, clothing, shelter, health care, and education needed to ensure Hope Turner's safety and well-being?
Yes, Your Honor.
Have we received all recommendations from both sides?
Yes, Your Honor.
Does anyone have anything else to add to the indictment?
No, Your Honor.
No, Your Honor.
Hope Turner, do you now accept this family as your legal, permanent family?
Yes, Your Honorship.
Do you promise, Hope, to do your best to be a responsible family member?
Oh, yes, sir. I've been practicing.
Okay.
All right. Monica Richter, how do you plead to the charges placed before you?
Not guilty, Your Honor.
Hope Turner, it is now my understanding that your name will be Hope Morrison. Mm-hmm. And your parents will be John and Mary Morrison.
Yes, sir.
Well, with that, I'm going to come off the bench and come down to where the family is. And what I want to do is bring the family, even brothers and sisters, together, mom and dad.
Oh, all
right.
Okay.
And put a hand. I'm going to put my hand on the bottom and just put a stack of hands right on top of each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's good. Okay. Come on, Hope. Put your hand in there.
Come on, Hope.
And I'm going to put my hand on the top. Mm-hmm. And now listen. By the authority given to me as a judge in this county, I now pronounce you a family forever.
Oh. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
All right, then. With all of the evidence placed before me and a not guilty plea from the defendant, I find it is in the best interests of the city of Coleraine to deny bail to Monica Richter. Trial will proceed in a new venue to be declared at a later date. Mrs. Richter will be remanded to county jail until trial.
So, after all this time, Monica has been judged for what she's done. You know, it's kind of weird. We've all gotten to know Monica and the Richters, the Morrisons, and the folks of Coleraine for the past few years. We've seen Monica in her good times and now definitely in her bad. I know there have been times that I've thought to myself, boy, I wish she would get what she deserves. But you know what? I still feel sorry for her and hope she does what's right for her sake and for her family's sake, too. Man, it reminds me. We've got to pray for people like her, people that have done some wrong but need to know God. In a court, a judge has a tough job to weigh the evidence and make decisions that fix bad things and help good people. We're judged every day by people God's put in our lives to help us. Teachers grade our work, coaches lead our teams, and parents guide us to make good choices. And when we do our best, when we do what's right, these people make us better at what we do. But when we don't do our best, and when we make mistakes, well, these people work to help us understand how to fix what we've done wrong. We need to pray for our country's judges, our teachers, our coaches, and our parents. They need our encouraging words to continue to be used by God in our lives. Well, that's it for now. Today's episode, Tell It to the Judge, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry, and we do so appreciate the support of listeners like you around the world. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. The sound recording was done by Roy Wallace, with additional recording by Rob Gunley. Post-production was by Cal Olson and Joe Carroll, with music provided by John Campbell. A very special thanks for assistance with Season 11 goes to Lori Krieg and Ron Vandenberg. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer. And as always, I'm Zach, inviting you back next time down Gilead Lane.